Welcome back to another edition of Faith in Football. Tonight, it's the United Longhorns hosting San Antonio Harlan. And at the half here is our special guest, head coach David Sanchez. And I always say this every time we do a halftime segment, that I have to remind our listening audience, this is not live. It is pre-recorded. So for you Longhorn fans, don't worry. Coach Sanchez is in the locker room right now with the athletes. This is, once again, pre-recorded. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always an honor to come and speak with you and share a little bit of what maybe I know or don't know, but always an honor, and thank you for the invite.
It's Coach Sanchez has been a guest before, but it's been quite a while. I think the last time you were here, your children probably hadn't even graduated from high school yet.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, my daughter was still in high school, and my son was just getting started. Now they're both, well, my daughter is coaching there at United with us, volleyball, softball coach, very proud of her. And she is a lot like her dad, very, very into it and very focused and just loves what she does. My son is a senior at Texas State, and hopefully that's true, and he'll be out this year.
And your lovely wife, how long y'all been married now?
We've been married 33 years, been absolutely blessed. My biggest fan and supporter, she loves sports and has enjoyed every minute of it. Was always willing to travel and do whatever, you know, my desire or my Lord took me, and been at several places. So we've had quite a journey, and just blessed to be married to such a wonderful a lady. And, you know, she's a teacher, educator. She knows half of my team because she's had them in the classroom. So I kind of get a pre-reading of who's coming up.
And she's your scouting team.
She's my scouting team, my recruiter, and my knowledge as far as, you know, what type of kids they are and what they've done in middle school. So it's been a blessing.
Speaking of being a teacher, you're in a coach. Did you ever, when you started this, did you ever stop and maybe reflect or think about the effect that you were having on the lives of these young men, how you were shaping and molding them?
Well, I really did, because, you know, my coach had a big effect. Coach Bob Loomis, Bob Ford, those guys were a big influence in what I became and what direction I wanted to go to through while I was in high school. So, I know what they did for me and how much they influenced my life and my being and the way I grew up, and, you know, the life skills that they taught us, and you know, the respect and all those things that were so important in you know, having an opportunity to be successful. So I hope that I bring that to our kids. Obviously, that's one of my biggest concerns, is to be a great role model. I know I'm a very intense person, hate to lose, and sometimes, you know, the emotions run a little high. My voice does get loud at times, but I think they're used to that. So, you know, yes, more important is, you know, teaching them life skills and, you know, teaching them the importance of doing things right all the time. You know, having the will, like I tell them, having the will to win every day, because that's what life is about, you know. And I think that's something that's very important and something that we try to teach our young men.
Do you see any parallels, the values and virtues, the lessons that are taught on the football field with our Catholic faith?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think that you know, I preach and we preach, you know, faith, family, and football. And I think that if you can put those things in perspective, you know, in whichever faith you have or religion or whatever it may be, but, you know, that's important in your life. I think that those are very important values. And, you know, that was kind of the way I was brought up. My family or my parents were Catholic, and it was important for us to get up in the morning on Sunday and go to church and, you know, try to read a little bit about, you know, the Bible and about God. And, you know, obviously, you know, I know I feel like, you know, I could know a lot more and be a lot closer to God. But, you know, I try every day to do right. And, you know, I pray every night and just blessed for all the gifts that the Lord has brought to me and to my family. And it's been wonderful.
You're listening to Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest, the head coach for the United Longhorns, David Sanchez. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more about the role that faith plays in the life of Coach Sanchez on 88.1 KHOY.
Laudell Insurance Associates, Inc., featuring partners Roberto J. Laudell, Tina Holiday Cerda, and Blas M. Martinez, Jr., providing families with quality insurance benefits and superior service for over 25 years. Laudell Insurance Associates, specializing in life, health, disability, dental, vision, cancer, and employee-sponsored insurance plans. Laudell Insurance Associates, Inc., located at 4519 San Bernardo Avenue, Suite 202. For more than 20 years, Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. has provided an enjoyable dental experience with the latest equipment and friendliest staff around. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., offering cosmetic and sedation dentistry services. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. at 6801 McPherson Road, Suite 225, or online at laredodentalcare.com. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., advanced dental care beyond compare.
At Laredo Federal Credit Union, we invest in you. LFCU is open to you. LFCU online at www.laredofcu.org and with 4 convenient locations to serve you. Laredo Federal Credit Union, proud sponsor of Faith in Football and a member of NCUA. The Laredo Chamber of Commerce, proud sponsor of Faith in Football, is a network of business people promoting the interests of businesses of all sizes and sectors. Proud sponsor of the Cola Blanca Big Bug Contest, online at laredochamberofcommerce.com. CyberEdge Technologies, specializing in residential and business IT services, including server management and monitoring services, firewalls, routers, network design solutions from small business to enterprise. Tony Lopez and CyberEdge Technologies, at 206-0179 or on the web at cyberedgetech.com.
Hello, this is Jerry from the City of Laredo Environmental Department, reminding everybody that the City of Laredo does not remove any debris from private property, such as lumber, broken sofas, mattresses, and especially any tires. By having products such as this on your property could result in a fine up to $2,000. It is your responsibility to take all debris to the city landfill. For more information or to report any illegal dumping, please call 311. Remember, don't make Laredo look bad. Please dispose your debris and tires properly.
The 124th Washington's Birthday Celebration kicks off its festivities in late January and continues through February. The celebration with Something for Everyone showcases the biggest party in South Texas with a jalapeno festival, an air show, the carnival, 2 parades, pageantries, and more. Follow us on social media and at WBCALaredo.org. Welcome back to Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest, the head coach of the United Longhorns, David Sanchez. David's been sharing the role that faith plays in his life. And Coach, I was going to ask, I know that a few years ago you had I want to call it a tragedy, but a sadness and a sorrow in your life when you lost your mother. And I know by that time in your life, you've always been a Catholic, but you had also gotten, by that time in your life, you had gotten closer to the faith. Can you share with us maybe how that helped you get through that loss of your mother?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you got to, you know, have faith in God, and, you know, God has a plan for all of us. And, you know, my mom was really, really strong in the faith. And, you know, she expressed to us that, you know, she had lived a good life and was looking forward to her second life, you know, and just the peace that she gave us, you know, through that through that time and her last weeks, you know, months. And there was no doubt that she was ready. And, you know, you kind of honor that, even though it's so hard. But, you know, we miss her dearly. But we know that she's in a better place and she's happy and join her family and my dad. So, you know, you just got to trust that, you know, there was a reason and we learned through it as a family. You know, when we lost my sister at 25 years old, it really, really brought us closer together. I don't know how to say it. Sad to say, my dad was, you know, the old school. Wasn't used to telling his son and his daughters that he loved us. We knew he did,
right,
you know, by the emotions that he shared. But after that, you know, my dad got a lot closer to us and was able to express his love, you know, through the loss of one of his children, you know. So unfortunately, sometimes, you know, a loss, not unfortunately, but unfortunately it takes a loss to realize, you know, the love that you have for each other and that we should express that love, you know, to each other every day, you know. And that was, you know, something that Coach Loomis taught us when I was playing. You know, he would tell us that he loved us and, you know, he'd tell us, go home and tell your parents you love them, you know. And I can still remember the day I told my dad I loved him. It was like, he didn't know how to react, you know, or what to say, you know, other than, you know, there was a look of shock and not shock, but just surprise, I guess. And
well, shock because you caught him off guard.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, obviously, you know, he expressed that same love and, you know, and that's something that we talk to our kids about, you know, go home and share your love with your family and, you know, don't be afraid to tell people you love them. You know, I tell our kids they're special to us. They're special to our community. They're striving and working hard every day to work hard in on the football field and in the classroom and, you know, to try to be a great role model. And, you know, they're one of our kids, you know, and we get that close to them, you know, to the majority of the kids. I know, you know, their home life and what they've been through. And at least I try, you know, and obviously certain situations, you know, bring those things about by, you know, having to bring them in and talk to them and see what's going on in their lives and maybe why they reacted the way they did to a certain situation. And you get to know them, you know, and we love all our kids dearly and we appreciate everything that they do for us. It's a great sacrifice that they make, you know, to be part of, you know, anything, any group, any, you know, extracurricular activity. And obviously, you know, the rugged nature of football, it's a little bit more. You know, you're out there in that hot sun every day, 4:30 to 6:30, and, you know, people are hitting you and pushing you around and, you know, it's yelling at you. A little bit of that and maybe a lot, but you know, they're special kids and I think that they enjoy themselves out there. Obviously, I tell them, you know, this stuff, you know, it's a lot more fun when you win. So, you know, let's work hard and try to prepare ourselves and God willing, good things will happen.
You mentioned growing up Catholic. Were you always close to the church or did something happen in your adult life that brought you even closer than you were before?
No, I was getting pinched at church when I was a little kid, you know. we'd take up the whole bench there, the whole pew, and there was six of us. And my mom was pinching us all to try to focus in and listen. And so, no, we grew up in the church and I have stayed faithfully close to the church, and I tried to do the same thing with my kids and pinch them a few times too. And God willing, they're close to the church. Whether they go every Sunday or not, I don't know anymore. They don't live in the house, but while they were there with us, we tried to make sure that you know, we brought them up in the church and tried to make them understand how important God was in their life. You know, these days, you know, people have their own ways. You know, they feel like they don't have to go to church to be close to God, and maybe that's true. You know, as long as you're studying the Bible and you know, reaching out to Him every day, and you know, everybody's got their own beliefs and their own thoughts, but always been close to the church.
I heard a story that you were on a team for a different kind of team, not a football team, not coaching football, but on an axe team.
Yes.
I heard you gave a testimony that you were surprised at how passionate you became during your testimony.
Well, I mean, I'm a real emotional guy, you know, and it's funny. Sometimes you think that, you know, here's this coach and he's this big athlete and big tough guy, but you know, I break down with our kids, and during that testimony, I probably, you know, shared some things that brought out some emotions, and you know, and that's, I don't mind that. I think that it's important that people, you know, express their feelings and their thoughts and in whichever manner. But yeah, I've done actually two. I just did a retreat maybe 5 years ago, an axe retreat, and that was a special time and a special 3 days, you know, of getting close to the Lord and getting close to people and made some great friends, and it was special.
When you're sharing, whether it be with the football players or while in a setting like a retreat, have you ever gone back and said, you know, like you say, you question, like, why do I get so emotional? Have you ever thought maybe that was the Holy Spirit talking through you?
Well, yeah, that's definitely, you know, and now that you bring that out, you know, yeah, I've thought about it, but, you know, didn't know if it was or not. But, yeah, I mean, I think God speaks through all of us, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's a very emotional, you know, sharing or thoughts, you know, but I'm glad you refreshed that back in my mind and made me realize, you know, and sometimes you go through it and you think about it and then you forget. But, yeah, there's no doubt. I feel that the Lord, you know, speaks through us. You know, I think it's a good thing, no doubt.
Any final thoughts, Coach? Unfortunately, you're a wonderful guest to have, but we've got to get back to the second half. Yeah. Any final thoughts you might want to share with our listening audience tonight?
Well, I just, I thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, I hope that there was some things that I said that may touch somebody or maybe give somebody a different perspective of what I'm about and what I do. You know, as parents and fans, sometimes they see the guy that's right, maybe getting after their kid or correcting their kid. But there's a lot of a deep love for the kids that we coach, and you know, they're dear to our hearts. And I hope that I've taught them something, because there's been a lot of them that have gone, you know, through my coaching career. This is my 41st year.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been special. And like I said, I hope I've touched some lives in the right way. And I'm sure I have, because obviously it's a great feeling when somebody comes and tells you, you know, how important you were to them and how you helped them, you know, through life. So it's the greatest profession in the world. I wouldn't give it up for anything. I thank God for leading me in this direction and my role models and the people that taught me. So, again, thank you for this time to share, and look forward to it again.
All right. Head Coach David Sanchez of the United Longhorns. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half. San Antonio Harlan visiting the Longhorns. We're here from the SAC on 88.1. You've been listening to Faith in Football on KHOY. City Council Member for District 3, Mercurio Martinez III, proudly sponsors Faith and Football. Council Member Mercurio Martinez reminds you to keep you, your family, and Laredo safe by wearing a mask and by getting vaccinated. Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium proudly sponsors Faith and Football. Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium offers an array of options on burial and cremation services. Mario Agüero and Associates would be honored to assist you in honoring your loved one's wishes during one of life's most difficult moments. Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium, online at agüerofuneral.com, by phone at 722-2000, or in person at 4402 East Saunders. Illnesses and injuries don't have regular business hours. Neither does the Laredo Care Clinic. The Laredo Care Clinic provides quality, affordable care with convenient evening and weekend hours for your minor illnesses and injuries. Laredo Care Clinic provides a wide range of services to keep you and your loved ones healthy with two convenient locations at 10201 McPherson Road, Suite 300, and the south location at 4415 U.S. Highway 83. La Posada Hotel, Laredo's only four-diamond hotel. La Posada Hotel, featuring well-appointed rooms and two full-service restaurants with the Zaragoza Grill and the Tack Room. Online at laposada.com. La Posada Hotel, proud sponsor of Faith and Football.
Border Olympics, a Laredo tradition for more than 80 years. Border Olympics, proudly presented by the Women's City Club and the Fernando Salinas Charitable Trust. Border Olympics, an all-volunteer group organizing sports tournaments such as high school basketball, high school soccer, high school golf, high school tennis, high school baseball, high school softball, high school track and field, collegiate track and field, and collegiate golf. Border Olympics, with the second oldest NCAA Division I golf tournament in America. Border Olympics, proud sponsor of the High School Football Game of the Week.
Dr. Marta Martinez of Advanced Spine Pain Solutions is double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management. Dr. Marta Martinez delivers comprehensive interventional spine and pain management in a state-of-the-art facility. Dr. Marta Martinez treats neck and back pain, joint pain, and chronic pain. Dr. Marta Martinez, a member of St. Patrick's Parish and proud sponsor of Faith in Football. Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr. proudly supports Faith in Football. Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr. wishes every player a safe and successful season. For all your legal needs, Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor, always there to serve you. Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr., not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization.
Hi, this is your District Attorney, Chilo Alaniz. I want to wish all of our local football teams the best of luck this season. The lessons that you learned during this season can be applied in the bigger game of life. Concepts like teamwork, charity, and sacrifice, to name a few. Remember, you can achieve any goal with dedication, determination, and discipline. Once again, this is Chilo Alaniz, proud supporter of high school football in Laredo.